When I was younger, not in my childhood, but in my kind of preteen years, in my middle school age, I lived in a neighborhood that was predominantly Catholic and Jewish. And my best friend growing up was Jewish. And on Friday nights, they would, of course, celebrate the Sabbath. And if you don't know what that looks like, that's okay. But every once in a while, I'd get to go over, go to his house on Friday evenings. And I was always outside. They're very devout Jews. And the father of the house would turn the lights down low, and they would light the Sabbath candles. And then he would sing or pray a blessing in Hebrew over a cup of wine, which would be shared with the family, and a bit of what's called challah, which is a particular type of bread. And I never knew what was going on. I knew it looked kind of like Mass, but beyond that, I wasn't really sure what the deal was. And after seeing it a few times, my friend's mother, who had become practically like my own mother after practically living at their home, took me aside and explained it to me. What she said was, you have to understand the point of view of the Hebrews. You've got to understand that we're a people who are tied between two points. On the one hand, we look back in rejoicing to what God has done in the past, to the deliverance he gave particularly to Moses. And on the other hand, we look forward to the future. We look forward to the coming of the Messiah. And it made sense then that these prayers, they say, bound them between two points. Every time I see an Advent wreath now as an adult, and every time since then, I'm reminded of that. And the reason is this. Advent is a season we're not really sure what to do with. We tend to rush through it to get from here to Christmas time. I don't know about you, but I looked at my calendar this morning, and I don't have a single night free between now and January 1st. It's just a busy time of the year. And what can happen in that busyness is we just lose the whole sense of the season. And the fact of the matter is that during this Advent time, we're drawn between two points. On the one hand, we look back, and we say, thanks be to God for the gift of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God that our Heavenly Father did send him to be born of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Thanks be to God that he lived and died for us. On the one hand, we have that, and we look forward to that at Christmas. It's kind of strange. We're looking forward, but we're really looking back at the same time. And at the same moment when we're thankful for that wonderful gift of the incarnation of Jesus Christ, we look forward. Because we recall that the work of our Lord is not yet done. The work of our Lord is not yet finished. He's not totally removed from us. Yes, he's in heaven and he awaits us. But there's still one more step. There's still one more piece to this puzzle. And that's that our Lord will come again. And so during Advent time, we find ourselves drawn between these two points. Thanks be to God that our Lord came. Thanks be to God that he's promised that he'll come again. We take this time, this purposeful, set, brief time, and in taking it, we ought to examine how well we make use of it. I'd give you one practical suggestion this week, and that's this. Ask yourself, how thankful am I that our Lord came? How thankful am I that Jesus Christ came, that he died for my sins? How thankful am I that he made it possible for me to enter into the kingdom of heaven? And at the same time as we're preparing for Christmas, at the same time as we're preparing for the rest of this liturgical year, how ready am I for him to come again? If I look at my life now, how disposed am I? Our Lord came again at this very moment. If the second coming of our Lord happened tonight, how ready would I be? I'd urge you to ask yourselves those questions this week. In the first reading, Baruch, the prophet says, up Jerusalem, stand on the heights, look to the east and see your children gathered from the east and the west at the word of the Holy One, rejoicing that they are remembered by God. We have been remembered by the Lord. He did send his Son to save us. He did send his Son to redeem us. And at the same time, we hear St. Paul. I'm confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Are we letting our Lord work on us? Are we submitting ourselves to his will? Are we saying, yes, Lord, prepare me. Yes, Lord, work in me. Yes, Lord, make me the best Christian I can be so that I am ready to know you. That's what this Advent season is about. To get us ready.